That's feminism, bro, where we're exploring diverse voices in modern female strength. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think that word has been so diluted, hijacked, and defunct, we women aren't even sure what our role is or how to perform it. But I can tell you this much, it's hella important, and we need to figure this out. I'm your host, Bridget Van Busker. My husband came home from work one day and said, I have a great idea. I think we should leave our house in the morning and go for 15 hours of nonstop walking and see how much we accomplish. This is what happens when he listens to podcasts. I guess he had heard an ultra runner who says that occasionally he'll do this challenge where he walks for 15 hours nonstop at a good clip, and his goal is 50 miles. And if he gets 50 miles in, then he knows he's in decent shape to continue his training. So my husband thought that was an awesome idea. I, of course, thought exactly what you think, which is that's a terrible idea. Nobody wants to do that, and that's no fun. But I did it. And do you know why I did it? Because he caught me at the follicular stage of my cycle, which is when we're motivated and confident. And sure, why not? Anything goes. So that's today. Your cycle is amazing. Your body is amazing. I mean, God really had it all figured out, like down to the littlest T. So today we're just going to talk about how to make your cycle work for you. In an advantage, I'm like kind of tired of the narrative of, oh, she's PMSing, she's crazy. Like, she's only crazy because she did not take the time to learn about her body, and she is not using it to her advantage. Because usually in that she's crazy stage, you'd actually be seeing things like, wow, she is courageous. But we women aren't taking full advantage of this. So I'm going to throw a little background, a little quick biology lesson at you. I am not a doctor, but my dad's a doctor. So I don't know if that gives me any credibility, but I'm just going to give you some real basic biologies. And then we're going to break down each of the phases of our cycle and find out how and why and what we can do. Just a reminder from sixth grade, your cycle is a series of hormone-driven events. Eggs, probably about 6 billion or so, were created in utero. Which, sidebar, if you're following the science on your gender, you had 6 billion eggs when you were about 20 weeks gestation. So you're a female, or you're not a female. It's really, really simple. But that's for another day. So the eggs and the lining of the uterine wall thicken. And if an egg is dropped and doesn't fertilize, then the uterine wall lining sheds. And that's your period. And then we begin that cycle again. In the course of your life, you will have about 400 periods. So why do we let the world dictate what PMS means? We are the ones experiencing about 400 of these. So we should really understand them and be advantageous with it. And just a little sidebar, if you've done anything 400 times and you still don't get it, that's really irresponsible of you. You need to take ownership. Here are the four phases of your cycle. The menstrual phase, we know that that's the period, the follicular phase, the ovulation phase, and the luteal phase. The average cycle is about 28 days, but every woman's unique. And what's really fascinating is your body's going to change over time. So if something were true for you in your teens, it might not be in your 20s or your 30s. If you're taking your period into the 40s with you, maybe not then as well. So let's start with the basics, what we pretty much know. The menstrual cycle. That is the unfertilized egg lining sheds. And that is when estrogen and progesterone drops. Those are the two main hormones. What we should know about this is a really good time to recover, rest. Sometimes energy spikes for some women around day 3 of their period because the estrogen starts to show up again. But the hormonal changes lead to drive and big picture views in this time. So this is when you're kind of looking at everything and you're saying, okay, where do I want to be in 5 years? What do I want to accomplish? What am I seeing in my kid that I don't like? These are all those things start to show up right around your period. Hormones are usually at their lowest, and that's why we have that sluggish feeling. So what you probably are noticing in your relationships, it's a good time to be analytical with the relationships that you have, and it's a good time to communicate what you're thinking, how you're feeling, especially because you tend to be a little bit sluggish, vulnerable during this time. I personally like to exercise during my period. One, I think it fights cramps. No, I don't like to go exercise. I like to have exercised. So that's the catch. You have to force yourself off the couch and out of the sweatpants. I don't know the science behind this one, but I swear to you that when I exercise on my period, it is better exercise. My mile time is faster. I love it when, like, a race, if I've registered for a race, falls on my period. I mean, I hate the prep and I hate the going and I hate the cramping. But man, I'm telling you, there is something that's going on. I'm losing blood. So it's like maybe the opposite of what blood doping would be in the cycling world. But something's happening because I always, always perform really well when I'm exercising during my period. But you do you. This is a good time to go easy on your body if you are a big exerciser. Maybe it's just a yoga day or a couple days of walking. Take it in stride and see how you feel. This is also a really good time to notice your dreams. Because you're having crappy sleeps, you're waking up frequently. And when you're waking up frequently, you tend to remember your dreams. And then the other thing you just want to be aware of during your menstrual cycle is to eat and replenish the nutrients you're losing. So mostly that's iron for the blood that you're losing, which you should pair with vitamin C. And water-rich foods and veggies is a good one. That's your menstrual cycle. Let's talk a little bit about the follicular cycle, what you need to know, what you're probably going to feel, and what you should probably do. So the follicular cycle is from your period to your ovulation, and that overlaps a little bit. Sometimes that's like 2 weeks. Sometimes it's a little bit longer. This is where the hypothalamus and the pituitary glands work to produce follicular sacs with immature eggs. Remember, I'm the daughter of a doctor, so you can trust me on this. The healthy eggs are going to set off a surge of estrogen. The unhealthy ones just die off. But the healthy ones will set off a surge of estrogen, which helps thicken your uterine lining. This is where we have, in the follicular stage, the hormones that work are estrogen and a higher testosterone level. So this is what we know about that. Testosterone brings on the motivation and the strength, and estrogen brings on the energy and the focus, as well as some decision-making. So you're going to feel calm. You're going to feel positive. This is the, we've got this, we'll figure it out. You're supportive as hell in your follicular phase. And you usually actually feel more attractive in this phase as well. This is when my husband got me to go for a 15-hour walk, which he didn't even tell me at the time, but we had to do by ourselves and without media. So it was a good introspective time. But that follicular phase is the, fuck yeah, I can handle this. I'll take this on. I can do this. So maybe this is a good time to register for that big race, to take that big interview, to try that new thing you've been looking into, because this is the time when you're feeling the testosterone and the estrogen, motivation, strength, energy, focus. This is also going to lead to an increase in sex drive. So that's something to be aware of, in your life. And then the next phase is your ovulation phase. 3 to 5 days, relatively short, although sperm lives longer than your ovulation phase, so it's possible to still get pregnant slightly after that. But we'll do another one on pregnancy and ovulation, which is what most people really understand about their period. They kind of only ever use it for the pregnancy and ovulation. But I'm here to tell you all the other benefits that happen month round that you can sort of reap, or even times of weakness that you can be more protective of yourself. So the ovulation phase, the ovary releases the mature eggs, sometimes it's a couple of eggs, to be fertilized. And if they aren't fertilized, they will die or dissolve, which is what we're going to talk about today. This is where the pituitary gland releases the luteizing hormone to start ovulation. So here's what you want to know. This is you at your peak. You're mentally alert. You're hyper-focused. Studies even show that this is a time when women are able to learn new information because they're so hyper-focused. You tend to be optimistic and enthusiastic. And here you have your energy and your willpower. So this is what you're going to feel. Higher sex drive. It's like God is so smart, because this is where he said, okay, caveman is going to find cavewoman most desirous at this time, which is true. Men tend to find ovulating women more attractive. Cavewoman is hungry for interaction and is also going to orgasm more easily during this time. So it's like God wanted us to procreate, and he made all of this sense. And if you're single and you're not at that procreation stage, then this is probably when you're hunting for your mate. One little caveat to that is everything's going to be appealing because you're hungry for it. So just know that that guy that was super awesome for those 4 days, now you're like, seeing some flaws here. So be aware of that. This is when we're most social and when we're most inclined to chase our goals. So maximize that drive every month. Maximize that drive. Here, if you want to really protect your body, then you can eat more lean protein and more healthy fats. That'll help sustain the energy. And then you want to go for fiber-rich veggies during your ovulation stage as well. So the final stage is the one that gives us women a bad rap. It's the luteal phase that we call the PMS phase. Ignorance is not bliss, though. Don't call it the PMS phase. This is the luteal phase. It has a real name. Use it. Stop allowing yourself to be put in that box. This is what's happening scientifically here is the uterine lining is trying to stay thick and ready for implantation if implantation is going to occur. If it doesn't and you don't get pregnant, then you're going to see a decrease in the estrogen here, but the progesterone is going to start to rise. So our goal is to kind of, during this phase of our period, is to like measure twice and cut once, to take everything in stride, to really think before you send the email or you make the phone call or the brash decision. We do know that this is your low point of energy for your cycle. And so it might lead to more introspection, more turning in, more reading at home, more wanting to be a homebody, and often being more reflective. And I would argue that that actually makes us highly intuitive. This is where women's intuition really kicks in because we are thinking a lot more about, okay, well, if he takes this job or if we do this or what is this part of my community that I really need to build up? We're really, really intuitive at this time. That can also be bad, though, because we're easily frustrated. So that thing that's sort of been kind of under the surface that we haven't paid attention to, it's coming to the surface right now because we are so in tune and then we're getting frustrated by it. And that sort of happens quickly. So you need to weigh both the good and the bad of this reflective time period. The good news is you're going to enjoy the great sleeps and the vivid dreams that come with a deep sleep here. And you tend to be a little bit sensitive to critics. You also tend to criticize a little bit more and you're often vulnerable. So these are all things to be aware of to use. Maybe you don't jump right into it if it's happening during the luteal phase. Maybe you give it a couple days, or maybe you write the email but you don't send it and give yourself time to think about it. That's true because we're also, if you're prone to insecurity, that's going to show up here. So if you're doubting the relationship, that might be intuitive and you might want to listen to that, but maybe sit on it for a day or two and see if that's still true. Because oftentimes what happens is, when we really are insightful about something, if it disappears 4 days later, then maybe that was more of the hormone kick. But if it's something that you can then address a couple of days later, then that's a lot to be thankful for, that you were put in that position where you could figure all of that out. Serotonin is low, so we start to search for it in our sugar, in our carbs, and that's where those cravings come in. Calcium and magnesium generally help fight the sugar cravings. And progesterone starts to show up here too, which is that constipation that you feel right before your period. So keep your foods high in fiber. Enjoy some roasted starchy foods if you're looking for some home feeling meals. Always cut back on the salt in this time frame because of the water retention that's going to show up in the next couple days. But really, more than anything, be patient and consistent in this period because you are feeling fatigued, your energy is going down, you're feeling doubtful, you're feeling insecure. You don't want to cut off everything and go lock yourself in your room because it's only going to lead to you feeling more upset that you didn't do the things that you set out to do or that are in your schedule. But at the same time, maybe don't set your schedule too high during this time period. So you want to stay consistent if you can, but you want to be patient and forgiving. And you want to stay responsible. So that's it. Those are your four phases, your luteal phase, your ovulation phase, your follicular phase, and your menstrual phase. And those create your cycle that you have basically every 28 days. So roughly 12 times a year, roughly 400 times in your lifetime. And now you can start to notice them. I personally am a huge fan of tracking, organizing, and planning. So I like to track my period. I actually have been doing that since I first got it. I remember my mom telling us, you want to be aware of it. You want to be aware of your cycle. And then, of course, in newly married life, you're paying attention to it for ovulation. But it's really good to not just track when my period started and when it ended. But this is how I was feeling these couple of days. And I noticed my energy's up. And this is when I start fighting with people. And this is when I start being irrational. And this is when I start going for the bigger thing. You can track these via a whole ton of apps, or you can just do some good old-fashioned journaling every night for like 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be centered around your cycle. I promise you that if you put the date at the top, you'll be able to shift back and notice, oh man, remember that day when I was all in for that huge project and now I'm feeling really insecure? Well, let's look at those two dates. Oh, the day I was all in, that was my follicular phase. Oh, now that I'm feeling insecure, that's my menstrual cycle. Okay, both of those feelings make sense. I'd be interested to know. I don't know if you guys know, but if you do, happy if you want to share your knowledge about how birth control affects this. I know there are a lot of hormone-free options out there, but I don't know if hormonal options change how this ebbs and flows. That would be interesting for those of you that do know. Basically, I think you should just lean into who you are and how you work. Dive right in and really follow it, track it, and use it in your future. This is honestly, I mean, it helps plan your social calendar. If it's December and things are already crazy with all of the Christmas stuff, start to compare that to your cycle and be like, I'm definitely going to say no to this and this, and I'm definitely going to say yes on this day and this day. For those of you that are interested in this, please pass it on and share it with somebody else you think is interested in this. I love when you guys subscribe and share. Have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for joining me today. You can find me on Instagram at That's Feminism Bro and ask me any questions or just share your thoughts. Artwork's by KVB and music by Ace Parawan.